This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real-life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Welcome to Why Your Story, coming to you from SVI Media. I'm your host, Travis Osmond.
And I'm your hostess, Mary Jo Parker.
This is the podcast where we talk about anything, everything, and a little bit more. Hey, MJ.
Yes.
What are we talking about today?
Today, dreams and aspirations.
Oh, I love dreams and aspirations. And I'll bet you everybody that's listening to this loves dreams and aspirations. Don't you think?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I just love this topic.
Yeah, tell me about yours.
Well, when you first brought this up, my first thought was, I don't know, maybe I'm weird. And I know I'm weird.
Yeah.
So maybe everybody is a little bit weird like me. Mm-hmm. But when I'm laying there in bed at night, mm-hmm. I think people have a lot of time to think. And there's certain things that I think about that help me go to sleep. And I think a little bit of it has to do with like me being a hero in my own mind, you know? So there's certain things that I think of that just give me that, oh, I'm awesome feeling as I fall asleep. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the only weirdo in the world, but I have a sneaky suspicion that other people think that.
Do you have a cape?
Maybe it's a guy thing. No, I don't have a cape. Oh. But I know where you're going with that, but I don't think that I look at myself as a superstar as much as I look at myself more like hero in my own mind.
Okay.
So for example.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an example, okay? So I've always thought that, so I love my job where I'm at now, mm-hmm. and I hope to be in my job until I retire.
That's awesome.
If I ever get to retire, you know, I feel like I've worked hard. I've got a couple degrees from school, mm-hmm. and I like working with the public, and I like killing weeds. I mean, it's just my thing. But there are a few things that could happen that would make me change my job. Oh. One of them would be is if my phone rang.
Yes.
And it was Malcolm Young, the lead guitar player for AC/DC.
Yeah.
And he says, Travis, I know you've got a good job, but we really need you on tour. Would you please come play bass for AC/DC? Honestly, do you know how fast it would take me to say yes?
Oh, I'm sure.
And in fact, I would say, well, Malcolm, how much do I need to pay you? I would leave Star Valley to go play bass for AC/DC.
That's great.
I really would.
Are they still touring?
So the rumor has it that they are releasing a new album.
Oh.
I mean, these guys are old.
Yeah.
They're like late 60s.
Yeah.
They're releasing a new album, and they are going to do one final tour.
Wow.
That's a rumor. Nothing's been announced, but we're talking about dreams and aspirations, and I really think I'm going to get the chance one day again to see AC/DC one more time.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them too.
Yeah. So I think I said Malcolm. I meant Angus because Malcolm actually passed away 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
He was the brother to Angus. But anyway, that would be one of my dreams.
Okay.
I could just imagine Angus, you know? And then we start out with like Back in Black, you know, Running to Highway to Hell and all that stuff. I just think that would be so... I lay in bed and I'm sure I fall asleep with this big smile on my face.
And Megan's like, stop it, Travis.
Could happen. But anyway, that's one of my many dreams aspirations in life. What about you?
I know when I was younger, when I was in junior high, I wanted to be a jockey. Like really bad.
Horse rider jockey?
Yes.
Okay.
But I was told I was too tall. And then I got into high school and I wanted to be a model really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Was told I was too short. Then I wanted to be Miss America, but every pageant I entered, I was Miss Congeniality.
Were you really?
Everyone. It's like, well, she's not very pretty, but...
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
She's got a great personality. Pretty funny.
You are kidding me.
No. So those were some of my dreams when I was younger. Too funny. But my mom did teach me, and I taught my kids, whatever you want to do in life, you can do it. I mean, for the most part.
I like that.
And I taught my girls that and just said, hey, really, whatever dreams you have, do it.
So what would you say to me? I'm 44 years old. Mm-hmm. I want to play bass for AC/DC. What would you say as my parent?
I would say, keep your day job. You like it. And just wait for the phone call.
Wait for the phone call?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's nothing wrong with dreaming big, right?
There's nothing wrong with having that dream.
I love it. I've told that to my kids too. You dream as big as you want.
Yep.
You dream it and you go after it.
I agree.
Don't you think?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
I think we live in a society sometimes where we think that we're limited on what we can do. And I strongly disagree with that.
I do too. I do too. And if you look at the people that have succeeded in life, most of them have gone through a lot of knockdowns and a lot of, they didn't start off being successful. They clawed their way up to the top with a lot of disappointments. And I really think those are the best heroes, so to speak, are the ones that had to fight for it.
Absolutely.
I think of Michael Jordan, that he was a ball boy, he wasn't very good. And then, I remember one time they played for the playoffs, the Jazz, and Jordan had the flu.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't bring this up. This is when Jordan beat the Jazz.
Yes. And so did you go to that game?
No, but I watched it on TV and I wish I could ever forget it in my mind.
So we were just really close. And we had these people in front of us that my husband knew from work, and they were from Chicago. And they got up to leave because there's only a minute left. And Jordan's not feeling good. And then, boom, 3 points, boom, 3 points, boom, 3 points. And they sat back down and we lost. It was horrible.
A small portion of me died that night.
I know.
And my brother Justin has never been the same.
Yeah. Well, probably since that and you. Gosh.
Well, I scared the heck out of him too. But yeah, I agree. I think the Jazz losing to Michael Jordan in that last shot just hurt us.
Yeah, it was crazy. But really, I think you just have to be defeated several times, and if you really, really want it, you just still go for it.
Isn't that the American dream? You get defeated, but you get back up and you keep trying, you keep trying, you keep trying. Absolutely.
Yep.
So along these same lines, and I keep bringing this to the forefront, that I just have things that I think of before I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Another thing that sometimes I'll close my eyes and it'll bring a smile to my face is I admire so much our men and women in military.
I do too.
I feel like sometimes that I missed my boat, that I missed my calling.
I do too. That's weird. Do you really? That. Yeah. I would have totally joined the Air Force.
So I look at these guys and every now and again, I'll walk into a restaurant and I'll see one of them wearing a Vietnam hat, and I've known both of my grandpas. No, one of my grandpa and then my wife's, both of her grandpas were in World War II.
Oh, well.
And so I have so much respect and admiration. And I sometimes wish that people had that kind of respect and admiration for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They gave the ultimate, they were willing to give the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. And so I just I would lay there in bed at night and think, what would happen if Travis was called on to be in a special forces unit and dropped into the middle of Iraq to save some damsel in distress? And I could pick like 10 guys, to go with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just see myself surrounded by these Navy SEALs that are just like ripped, and we're all wearing beards and glasses and stuff,
That's
funny. And I envy that camaraderie and that brother and kinship of being in a special forces unit like that, where you just go in and honestly, I'm going to shoot terrorists.
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing to say on the radio?
No.
I really do. No. I want to shoot terrorists. Yeah. I want to shoot guys that are willing to put bombs on kids and women.
Sure.
For their own gain. So if I could be dropped into a hot zone like that with 10 bad A dudes and I could just start lighting up terrorists, even if I died, I would die with a smile on my face.
Yeah.
And I would, anyway, that's another aspiration that I have. If I could just go out in the blaze of glory and one last gunfight with Osama bin Laden, I'm in.
That's awesome.
That's just me. I love that.
I have a Navy SEAL story. I was with my girlfriends down in San Diego. All middle-aged women, and we're sitting on the beach, and we're at an Army place. I mean, I can't remember the name of it, but we're sitting there, and I said, what is that in the ocean? And you could just see this line of dark. And then all of a sudden, it got closer and closer, and it was about 20 Navy SEALs, and they started taking their scuba gear off, and then they had unzipped their tops, and we were all like, goo, oh, goo. Is this a dream?
20 Navy SEALs.
Now that's an aspiration.
They come out looking like the thunder from down under.
Oh, they were. We were just all, you know, in our plumpness, just sitting there looking at them going, oh, goo. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
But could you imagine being a terrorist on the beach watching 20 of our Navy SEALs come?
No.
Oh, I just love that.
Yeah, I do too.
I love it. Anybody out there that served in our military, our hats off to you. And we stand for you. And we thank you for all of your service, because I want to be just like you.
Me too. My father-in-law served in Korea. And, you know, I think it's wonderful. And when you, like you said, have you been to an airport and people are clapping for him?
Yes.
I love it too. It's great. Yep. And yeah, we have a lot of people that live here that have served and or are serving now.
Absolutely.
And I right up there.
I think it's great. Yeah, I think it's great. So you can't, for those that are listening to us, I know that you might deny this, but I'm willing to bet that most of the guys that are listening to us right now have taken a snap from an NFL football center in their thoughts.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think everybody has a desire or a dream to be some sort of super sports athlete. And I've always thought, all right, so I've always loved the Chicago Bears, have since I was a kid.
The Bears.
And I'm a 1986 championship kid. That was my era. Jim mm-hmm. McMahon, Mike Singletary, Walter Payton, the Fridge.
Yeah.
You know, so I just thought, wonder if I could just like do one of these. If I could have one wish, I would just want to go out on the field dressed as a bear, all 235 pounds of me. can't I take one snap? I just want to take one snap, do a quick 2-3 step drop back, and I will drill the tight end. I will. I know I could do that. I know I could do it. But then I think, so I'm only like 6'2". Mm-hmm. Could I see over our linemen? But I'm pretty sure I could. You know, I just
think
don't,
some of them.
Yeah, I just don't want to drop back 2 or 3 steps and then bing one of my defensive tackles in the back of the helmet. I just want to go out, make one throw, do a 4-yard completion, and then walk off. I think I'll have it done. I'll never want to do it again in my life. Yeah. I think that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So if anybody has any connections with an NFL team, I just need one snap, 3-step drop, and I promise you I will complete it to the tight end.
Travis's make a wish.
Well, isn't that what we're talking about, dreams and aspirations?
Yes,
here?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So anyway, that's something.
And is the Bears, is that who you want to play for?
Honestly, I would take a snap from anybody at this point.
Oh, okay.
I really would. All right. If the Dolphins wanted me to come out and take a snap, I would be more than honored
to
wear the uniform.
Yeah. I love football. Don't you love football?
Yes.
I love college football.
I love college football.
I do
football.
Too. Oh yeah, because you and I.
Let's not go there. No. I'm blue, and then I'm yellow.
And I'm red. And I will say that my team has beaten your team more than you've beaten
us.
That's
wrong.
That's right.
No, that's wrong.
It's right.
BYU has won Utah more games than Utah.
No way.
How much money are you wanting to bet on this?
No way.
How much money are you?
I will bet.
Be careful.
A quarter.
I love this.
And okay.
But it's true. These last 10 years, or even more, being a BYU fan has sucked.
Yeah.
I have no legs to stand on. No, Mary Jo, you are wrong. Do you not remember the 80s, the glory days? How many national champions does Utah have?
Not very many. You know that when...
Like zero?
My husband,
no,
Steve...
Let's stick
you know,
with
when he played for the Utah... That the team
typical
with the
Ute
worst,
fan.
With the worst
typical Ute fan
mouths were BYU. They had
did
the,
I say
they
anything
were the most
that
vulgar.
We were the most righteous? That was not in our conversations.
But I do think the U of U fans are not so nice sometimes. Like the time they poured that beer on one of the players.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
It doesn't matter who you play for.
No.
But how about the Pokes? I mean, can we agree on one thing, that it's fun to watch our Cowboys win?
It is always fun to watch our Cowboys win. And they don't win too much either.
No, they did pretty good last season. But everybody thinks that if you're a BYU fan, like there's this family in town. I'm not going to call any of their names, but they live in Fairview. they seem to think that just because I like the team that wears blue, that mm-hmm. I can't like the Wyoming Cowboys.
Oh.
That's not the case.
Oh.
I love the Cowboys.
Good.
But it just so happened that 2 years ago, BYU had to play the Cowboys.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And my loyalty will always be BYU. Don't ask me why.
Who won that game?
Of course, BYU.
Okay.
You know, but I knew they were going to win. I told them that they were going to win, but this family did not believe me that they were going to win. But I think secretly down inside, they knew they were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But they just could not admit it.
Ah.
And then the craziest thing happened.
What?
The next day after the game,
mm-hmm.
there was a BYU flag hanging in their yard.
Oh, that sounds like something that was hanging in your yard a while ago.
Yeah, I've had a few things hanging in my yard that were red.
The big red bra.
Anyway, just fun times. I do dream and wish that my Cougars would pull it off one of these years, but I think those days are gone. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
Okay, enough about me. Tell me some more of your dreams and aspirations, or talk to me about some.
Well, then I wanted to be, after the Miss America thing didn't pan out, then
did they really cut you from being Miss America?
Well, I just didn't get the local title, and so then
would it be fair for
on.
Me to say that after my Miss America dreams didn't pan out? Is that like similar?
Your Navy SEAL dreams?
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, God.
You had more of a chance, though, of being Miss America than I did of being a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, not really. But
I would have been the beach ball that those SEALs played volleyball with. Anyway, carry on.
Oh, that's too funny. I
would love to... Stop. All right, so we stopped, and we got our thoughts, and we're back online here, MJ. So
we don't practice this before we come together, and I know that you're not surprised by that.
This is all ad-lib on our part.
Absolutely. We just kind of come together with some thoughts, and then we just go for it.
And we love it.
We do love it. I remember one aspiration I had was to be a professional skier. But I wasn't really, really great with that either. But I did join the ski patrol, and that way our whole family could go skiing for free. And that was pretty cool. And that gave me the ability to ski with some really good guys that taught me a lot. And that was fun. Those were really fun years.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was a good part-time job. One time I had this part-time job that I only worked on Mondays, and I delivered flowers. So... most everybody is excited to see you. I mean, who doesn't want flowers?
Yeah.
So a lot of times they would send me to these funeral homes with those big old bouquets and, you know, whatnots. So I went to deliver at this particular mortuary in Davis County. I won't say which one. And I, you know where this is going.
Yep.
And I'm carrying in the spray that goes over the casket. And I look, and the guy has overalls on. And his hands are like up in the suspenders, kind of folded around him. And I'm like, oh, how cute. You know, they have this farmer and he's in his overalls. And I'm just looking down at him, and it kind of looked like he had a little smile. And then I could hear, and I look in the water that was in the spray, I poured on his crotch. I poured all of it.
Why?
I didn't
what happened?
Because I was just looking at him, and I don't know. It just poured
and
all out.
And you
just
started pouring.
Yes. And so I got the fern, and I like spread it. Like. Anyway, yeah, that was a really fun part-time job. That I love that job so much.
Did you keep that job for very long?
No.
I love it.
But it was a fun thing to do, was to make others happy. I think that's one thing I do aspire, is to make people happy.
I think that is fantastic. And I think I'm having an inkling here in my head. And that the inkling that I'm having is we all have things that we dream about and that we aspire about. But then there's real life,
sure.
Right? So we're all sitting here in our job. And I think a lot of times we think that I'm never amounting to anything, or my job is never going to go anywhere, or I'm just worthless. And I think that that is a real problem because every one of us is unique. Every one of us is special. And every one of us has something to offer. Don't you think?
I do think that. I know that. I don't think it. I know that. I know that's true. And a lot of people will come up with excuses. Well, I don't have a car. I don't have any friends. And sometimes you have to get out of your shell and, you know, go make friends.
Yeah. And so. I feel very strongly about, you know, we see these sports people on TV and we see, like, for me, Special Forces and AC/DC and we think, man, wouldn't that be so great? But I think that everybody can honestly say that, hey, those people have struggles too.
Absolutely.
And sometimes their lives, we would never trade them in a second after seeing what their lives are like.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I mean? Don't you think?
That's right.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, as we talk about dreams and aspirations, I think that a lot of gratitude can be felt for our own jobs and our own family situations and our lack of problems. I mean, there's people out there that are really suffering. Some people listening to this podcast are really suffering.
Yes, I agree.
You know, so I was just sitting here, I'm looking at my microphone here that says Swift 98.7, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking, so I'm Duke Dance in the morning, right?
Right.
I wonder if Duke thinks, gosh, all I do is I sit there and talk into a microphone all day and play music.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I'll bet you Duke might think that.
Maybe sometimes.
Maybe we'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
But don't you think Duke does a good job?
Oh, I love his voice, and I love the way he finds humor in so many fun things.
Yeah, and he makes things so fun.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And so entertaining. And he has, like, that really distinct voice,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Like, if you were in China and heard Duke Dance's voice, you would think, that's Duke Dance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Immediately.
I wouldn't go to China right
now. I hope
now,
Duke listens to this.
Because China's not a good place to go right now.
You wouldn't go to China?
Not right now. Not with our little virus going on.
That's true. That ought to be a podcast all in itself.
It should be.
We should talk about Corona.
Corona.
My Corona.
Oh, my Corona. Sorry. We are going to do, a podcast on great music groups of the 70s and 80s.
I am so in for that one needs to be good. And the cool thing about that one is we can play music.
Yes.
We should play some of, like, our favorite clips.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else that we need to talk about, MJ, on our Dreams and Aspiration podcast?
No, I just think everybody needs to believe in themselves and reach out to us if you've got some ideas or if you need a friend.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And to those people that feel like they're stuck in a measly job and life isn't going well for you, you can always look around and find someone that's worse off than you.
Yep.
And I think it helps us all become a little more grateful for what we have.
Yes, I agree.
Anyway, we'll sign off. This is Why Your Story, coming to you from SVI Media. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your hostess, Mary Jo Parker.
And everyone, have a lovely day.
Ciao, bella.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SVI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SVINews.com. That's WYS@SVINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app.